The U.S. Olympic Committee is in the middle of an ethics and leadership crisis, and senators on the Commerce Committee yesterday saw just how bad the sniping among U.S. Olympic officials has become. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The United States Olympic Committee has had no bigger friend in Congress than Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, who wrote the federal law giving the USOC broad and exclusive power over Olympic sports. But Stevens is unhappy now about what the USOC has become.
It seems that the USOC has become dysfunctional as an institution and has lost sight of its principal focus, the American athletes. Not once over the last 2 months have I read a single story about the USOC that mentions the athletes.
Stevens spoke in a Senate hearing room with six U.S. Olympic officials waiting to testify. They've been dominating headlines lately amid charges of conflict of interest, political subterfuge, and feuding that would make the Hatfields and McCoys proud. They displayed that for the senators, with more charges and countercharges, which seemed to exasperate Louisiana Democrat John Breaux.
I just hope that none of you at the table have to work with each other in the future. Man, I tell you what, it ain't going to be a pretty sight.
Much of the questioning focused on Lloyd Ward, the U.S. Olympic Committee's 12th CEO in 25 years. He's accused of helping his brother's company seek a lucrative contract with the Pan American Games. Ward acknowledged the appearance of a conflict of interest, but insisted he had nothing to gain from the deal and did nothing wrong.
What failed me in this was my instincts. I wasn't as clear then as I am now that the USOC culture is a culture of I gotcha. I got you. It's not a culture of working together to figure out how we navigate our ways through the rocky shoals of all that we're faced with day in and day out. It's I got you. And my instincts failed me.
That's a thinly veiled reference to Marty Mankemeyer, the USOC's third volunteer president in 3 years. She's often described as a grandmotherly soccer mom. But she's accused of trying to exploit the ethics charge and leaking it to the media to get rid of CEO Ward.
I have no political agenda. I did not leak information about the inquiry to the press. Any allegation to the contrary is simply false.
Mankemeyer denied another accusation that she and other USOC staff hacked into Ward's confidential calendar on the U.S. Olympic computer system. But there was something that Ward and Mankemeyer and the senators could agree on. It's time for major reform. Ken Duberstein chairs the USOC Ethics Committee.
I think the dysfunctional governance structure creates so much of this turmoil and so much of this jockeying for control of the organization that it makes people do bad things. It has to stop. You have to focus on the athletes.
There seemed consensus on some reforms. Trim the bloated board of directors from dozens to maybe a dozen. Trim the leadership to just one chief. Clarify the conflicting duties of the board and the staff. And bring in people who know how to handle what is now a mega million-dollar corporation. The U.S. Olympic Committee failed at reform before. The Senate Commerce Committee promises to force reform if it has to. A hearing on that will take place in the next few weeks. Howard Berkus, NPR News.